Have you ever wondered how God and Satan influence us? What are their methods? In the last segment, we learned that they are both limited to influence by God's choice. So how do they influence us? Well, God chose many years ago, shortly after the flood, to influence people by using people. Some people wonder, why doesn't God, if truth is so important, why doesn't he write it in the sky? Why doesn't he put it in the clouds? Why doesn't he have angels get a microphone and tell us all? Well, God doesn't do that for good reasons. He limits both sides to influence so that we are not overwhelmed, not only by truth, but by error. So God chose Abraham. The Bible says that God chose him because he will rule his household after him, we're told in Genesis, the 18th chapter. And so God wanted to have Abraham's children and descendants become a nation of influence for the world. Now, Satan never has an original idea of his own, so he chose Nimrod, the counterfeit to truth, Nimrod inventing error and false religion, which we find in many of the false religious systems of the world even today. Nimrod and his wife Semiramis and their father known as the prophet Cush, and they created a track through history from ancient Babylon. The Bible calls it in Revelation 17 the harlot of Babylon, who has daughters. Many systems came out of that. So God created a nation. It was called Israel. Their job was to obey God. His job was to bless them. We read in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, in verse 5 and 6, "See, I have taught you statutes and judgments. So keep them and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Then God planted them at the crossroads of the world in those days. Those who travel from here, there, and another place would have to go through Israel. They would stop and look and say, wow, I've never seen anything like this. Look at these people. They're healthy. They're happy. Look at their crops. Look at their children. Let's go home and bring our friends and see what makes them tick. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 19 and verse 23, "In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, dot, dot, dot. 24, "In that day Israel will be the third party with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth." And another passage in Isaiah said all nations would flow to Jerusalem. God's plan was so impeccable, so perfect, that the devil wanted to make sure that it didn't work. And so he made sure that instead of Israel being the influencer of the world, they were influenced by the world. Now, we don't have that problem today, do we? We are to be influencers, but how often are we influenced by the culture around us? And so through history, these two tracks, the track of righteousness and truth and the track of evil and error, have influenced many in the world. Daniel's visions, Revelation's beasts show the various puppet kingdoms of the devil through history. But we know that in the end, God will win. How do we know that? It's been proven. I'm content with the proof that through history, the devil's ways always bring unhappiness, suffering, and death, regardless of his promises. The devil is all about control. God is all about freedom. Do you know that we wouldn't be in this mess if God wasn't committed to freedom? And so we have freedom of choice. God will win. God is winning. This laboratory is almost finished. According to the book of Revelation, we're living in the last scenes of Earth's history. I like to say, according to the image of Daniel 2, which showed the future kingdoms all the way down through the image to the toes, that we are living in the unclipped toenails of that image. We're so close to the end of time Pastor Dennis, realitychecksseminars.com.